King.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I pitch excellent.
Starts now.
TV. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so good to be back with y'all. I'm telling you right now, man. I know y'all probably were watching last week. I got many people reach out to me and tell me, ask me what was going on because it was a rerun. I actually woke up in the morning to prep for my show and I could not walk. For those of you who don't know, I was in the military and I had a back injury, and then as a subsequent firefighter, which got me into politics to fight for my own rights, I ended up breaking my neck, so I have degenerative spine now, and I was walking up my brother-in-law's beautiful home, and I slipped a disc or something. So thank you for everybody that checked in on us, and we really appreciate that. I'm fired up at my email. I'm fired up host@gmail.com. You guys were phenomenal. But today, we're back in the saddle, and we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done hot and heavy. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your money. They're coming for your freedom. We're about to put the liberals on blast. We'll be right back after this.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels and also the big 400-watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently. But it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol, or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Join us on Brighttown Radio, the Jim Price Show, their evenings. Make sure and join me for the daily update as I talk to you about the day's events and things we can do to make the world a better place and make sure that the world is what we want to be in the future. So join us on Brighttown Radio, the Jim Price Show. Thank you so much.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here from The Right Side. Hey, if you want to have your own daily dose of intellectual maturity, join me every Tuesday night on Brighteon TV. For the Republic, believe it. Cheers.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Hey, it's Karen Kingston here. I'm here at Brighteon TV, and I strongly encourage you to tune in to all their stations. Why? Because if you want to learn about truth, America, and God, this is the channel to tune into. Thank you so much. God bless America.
Here we go.
This, and we are going to break it down to what's going on. Man, it is almost impossible to put together a show anymore because we keep looking at it with all of the different things coming at us. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this hour and we are going to talk about how we believe that we're going to show you that it looks like the liberals are actually imploding. I don't know exactly who's in charge, but one way or another, we need to get this figured out. So producer, I have no clock, by the way, just to put that out there. So we're going to go right into this, and we're going to get to a couple different videos, because the best way for us to do a video right now is for us to understand, and I can sit here and I can pundit all day, but they only give me an hour. Maybe one day I'll have a show every day so that I can keep it up, but I've got one day a week in 1 hour to try to throw it all in here. So we're going to do some videos. We're going to give you an idea of what's going on, and I believe right now, from what we're going to see today, if not the Democrats are circling the drain, you guys have plenty to go out there and talk to any liberal anywhere and say enough. It's just out of control at this point. So let's get right into it. So you all know that I went to the border, and we're still working on getting that our documentary out for Two Mules, when we Day in the Life with Tim Foley down there on the border. The border's a big thing, and we have two people running in Arizona right now, and we all love our Carrie Lake, man. She is dynamic and badass. Straight up, just no joke. And she's what we're looking for. And she actually said it for the first time the other night in an interview. You know, this is the time for the new Republican Party. I like the name. Those of you that are saying we need a third party, how about we just call it the new Republican Party and we get rid of all the rhinos, which I'm not going to say anymore. We are now calling them soft Republicans. I think it means more. Rhinos are overused. It's kind of like people use love too much. I think soft Republican. Let's do hashtag soft Republican everywhere, because there's no man in the world that's any sort of man that wants to be called soft anything, especially me or any other guy out there that is gun toting, Bible thumping, flag waving family man that loves this country. So that being said, I want to show some of the hypocrisy and show some of the weakness of the betas that are on the data or on the liberal side. And in Arizona, Carrie Lake being a rock star in everything she's doing right now in the conservative movement, my buddy Amal and Josh Barnett, they're all out there making sure that we get her elected along with Mr. Fincham. And Katie Hobbs is who she's running with. A lot of you may have seen the Project Veritas. We're going to play a snip of that. But I want to show this video first on Katie Hobbs. This is quite possibly one of the biggest concepts of ultra hypocrisy I've ever seen in my life when it comes to a politician. Especially one in a border state that is known to have a large population of Hispanic people. And it just doesn't make any sense how this simple question could not be answered in any way, shape, or form. Hunter, cut one.
What have you learned, specifically learned from the Latino community?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't necessarily think about it that way in those terms. I think I really value my relationships across the board with different folks, and I learn all the time from people in my life. My sister-in-law, she is Latino, and her family, I love hanging out with them and practicing my Espanol un poquito. I learned so much from her family, but I think it's really hard to separate out Arizona and subtract Latino culture, because it's so much a part of who we are as a state. And Arizona wouldn't be Arizona without what the Latino community brings.
So there's not one specific lesson you could share with me, other than Espanol with you. It's one third of the state.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. I think there's many lessons. The emphasis on family values, hard work. Those are something that I value in my own life, and it's something that I respect.
Family values and hard work. Let's start there. She learns family values and hard work. Welcome to the Republican Party, all of my Hispanic citizens of the United States, because that is the Republican way. We are family values and we are hard workers. We're the ones out there making that tax money to pay for the schools for those that chose to go get one of those cool degrees of transgender, binary studies, basket weaving, whatever. You all want to sit at home. You want more entitlements. You want people. people take care of you, give you your money, everything. So with that, turn into this big situation where we're supposed to believe that you learn from the Hispanics or the Hispanic culture in Arizona, that you are about hard work. You learned hard work and family values. I learned hard work and family values from Gary and Barb Mattson, my mom and dad. Those two are the ones that taught me what it meant to earn a dollar. My father and I grew up on a farm. I learned how to work hard because of my grandfather and my father teaching me what we needed to do. But for some reason, she just figured it out at whatever age Katie Hobbs is. And I don't know about the rest of you, but did you not feel like you were watching Legally Blonde? So is it that she doesn't care about Mexicans in any way, shape, or form, or Hispanics for that matter? Although she has it's kind of like a black joke, like, I'm not racist, I have a black friend. She said, I understand Hispanics because I have a sister-in-law or whatever, that I practice my Espanol. They all thought that, oh. So is she saying that she only learned hard work and family values at whatever age she is from Hispanics instead of her family? Or, which actually proves the Democrats or the liberals don't care about the family, nuclear family, bingo. Listen to the words. They'll tell you what you want to know, and they'll tell you the things that you can use. But, or is this that she doesn't care about Hispanics, has never tried to be around them in any way, shape, or form, even in Arizona? I don't know how you can do that. Or two, are they just clueless, completely clueless? I'm going to go with the latter because it makes zero sense on how any way, shape, or form that she found that to be a good interview, or for that matter, she couldn't. I lived in California when I got out of the military. I can tell you right now what I learned from the Hispanics that I lived there. I actually am a phenomenal Hispanic cook. I can cook all kinds of cool stuff, and this isn't the breakfast taco that I'm thanking the Mexicans for, right? I actually learned a lot in construction by working next to some other Hispanics that have had tools of the trade to make my job easier and save my body because they work smarter, not harder. The list goes on, being around other Hispanics, being around other Germans, my mother-in-law is Italian, my father-in-law is Polish. It's one of those things where you can pull from it, but when you talk about the Hispanic community in Arizona, it's hugely prevalent. And she can't name one thing other than she practices her Espanol. This is what is a brain-dead liberal that is going out there and just trying to hope that the liberals that we try to talk to, that you're not paying attention. You're not doing this based on what's right or wrong. You're voting based off of an ideology or a D after their name. I say the same thing Republicans. I say it. The problem is Republicans can't just jump over the Democrat side because why? You're so far gone and you've left half of your other party. We're going to get them because they realize that there's more to living in America and being a part of this country. Now, Project Veritas actually went out there and actually makes my point. This right here is where you could tell she did not like this interview in any way, shape, or form because she could not critically think. She has not lived in order for her to be the governor of Arizona or understand its people, for goodness sake, because she can't even say what one thing she's learned. She could have said breakfast taco, would have been over or whatever. I mean, Jill Biden already did that. But here is Hunter play cut one, and you can see the hypocrisy.
They're now both currently hiding in bathrooms.
Oh my God.
Oh no, I didn't mean to scare you there. Oh. R.C. Maxwell, Project Veritas Action.
Yes.
Just wanted to ask you a brief question about statements that you've made. Oh, you just spilled your soda. Are you going to clean that up or just leave that here for the business?
I just wanted to ask you about the comments you made on undercover footage regarding having a disdain for discussing politics now. Do you recall that, Senator Hobbs? Kind of talked about how you don't like to discuss policy, you don't like to debate. Just wanted to know if that is informing your decision.
I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk politics with anyone who I don't know.
You've been caught on camera discussing her disdain for policy.
Secretary, she's going inside of a restroom. She's ran. Secretary Hobbs has ran. She doesn't want to discuss policy with me.
I would love nothing more than the opportunity to have a substantive conversation about
the issue. You want to talk about comments Ms. Hobbs had made on camera, undercover camera? Mr. Wolf? Your candidate is currently hiding. You don't own this restaurant. She's currently hiding in that restroom.
You want to talk to me about the statements your candidate has made on camera?
He's a spokesman, isn't he?
He talked about running from a debate.
They're now both currently hiding in bathrooms. Mr. Wolf was here to save her. Now he's hiding in a bathroom. Secretary Hobbs is, oh, he's out of the bathroom. Mr. Wolf is out of the bathroom.
We're gonna leave. There's a car right here.
Considering your campaign drives around with an AR-15, don't you think rules for thee, but not for me, is problematic for someone running for state office?
Would Katie support something like an assault weapons ban?
If she could, yeah. I mean, that, the problem is that's a federal issue, right? There's nothing she could do about it.
Right.
At least immediately, right? Instead of kind of advocating for it publicly, which is really more impactful once you're governor.
The car's locked, Ms. Hobbs. Secretary Hobbs, ladies and gentlemen, running from a Project Veritas action reporter, doesn't want to discuss policy.
I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk politics to anyone who I don't know.
Arizona, where can you in any way, shape, or form argue with me that a Katie Hobbs, that person right there, she didn't get caught in an extramarital affair looking at an indictment because of charges of embezzlement. Nothing crazy like that. She was asked why she was caught on camera saying that I don't want to talk to people and I don't like talking about policy. You're running for governor of Arizona, ma'am. Let me say this again. You're running for governor of Arizona, Ms. Katie Hobbs, and you have a Carrie Lake out there who is talking policy, who is talking about shutting down the border, who is talking about the issues of this country, and you, ma'am, are hiding in a Checkers bathroom because you don't want to talk about being caught on camera talking about policy. You're a politician. What kind of stupid is it? Now let's go to the hypocrisy of your little AR-15 that you had chilling in your vehicle there. And then your own spokesperson, Mr. Wolf, there is saying that she would absolutely go for a weapons ban or an assault weapons ban. By the way, what's an assault weapon? Because if I kick you in the face and kill you, is that an assault foot? I don't know. I hate the fact that we have to use that to be able to talk about a nomenclature of a particular weapon. But anyway, that's the stupid that comes from the left. And I'm going to keep going on that because we're going to show that this lady right here, Miss Katie Hobbs, who doesn't want to talk policy or anything that has to do with actual governing, and she wants to hide in a Checkers bathroom when asked about that. Again, not because of her extramarital affair or an indictment or anything like that. This is about being caught on camera saying, I don't like talking to people I don't know and I don't like policy. But you're a politician running to be the head of a state. A state that has a huge problem that affects the rest of this country. Hi, Miss Katie Hobbs. My name is Chad Caton. I'm in South Carolina, and you're pissing me off because you have a duty as a government official to do your job and shut down that border so that we're not scraping kids with fentanyl out of ditches in South Carolina. How about you get your head out of your ass and maybe you take that AR-15 and you look at the idea of how this is supposed to work. It's supposed to be here for everybody. And protect this country. Your job as a government official. I hope that you get crushed by 90% in Arizona. And Miss Katie, I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. Barnett, and anybody that needs me out there to help them, Mark Fincham, Carrie Lake, I'll be there. You say the word, I will sell t-shirts, whatever I got to do to get out there and help you. And I will go anywhere you need to go to make sure you win this midterm. Because this woman right here is a danger to not only Arizona, but she is a danger to our republic as the United States of America. What is good for me, but not for thee. That's not going to fly anymore because Miss Carrie Lake said it best. The new Republican Party is not putting up with this anymore. I'm going to go on to the next one because her leader, Mr. Joe Biden, who is out there and is all talking about shotguns, and here she is, Miss Katie Hobbs, driving around Arizona with an AR-15 in her sedan because, for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe protection, wouldn't that be great? But it's good for you, isn't it, Miss Katie? It's good for you, but the regular citizens, you had your own PR person say, I'm going to take your assault weapon. Well, if you didn't believe it for that they can't be out front about it, how about Joe Biden? How about Joe Biden? Will you believe him? Hunter, cut two.
And by the way, I'm going to get an assault weapons ban. Before this is over, I'm going to get that again. Not a joke. And watch.
there's the leader of the Democratic Party. There's the leader of the Democratic Party, Joe Biden. It doesn't make sense. Here you have Katie Hobbs driving around with an AR-15 in a sedan. You have her staff people saying that she would definitely be behind an assault weapon ban. And we're supposed to believe this in any way, shape, or form. And Arizona loves their guns. Arizona loves their guns, and they're all about it. And this woman's driving around and not getting in front of it. But there's your leader. There's the leader of the Democratic Party, Joseph Biden, sitting there one-on-one with, I believe it was CNN, and all of a sudden saying, I'm going to go after the assault weapons ban. Wait for it. Again. Because that's right. The first time the ARs were banned, Joe Biden was there. Well, hell, anything. I can't remember how old he is right now, but he was put in the Senate at 29. So anything you've ever hated coming from the Democrats has been Joe Biden. But I digress. We'll deal with that in 2024, hopefully sooner. But Katie Hobbs is the absolute worst thing that could happen to Arizona. And by that, Arizona is ground zero for 2022 and 2024. Because if we don't flip something like this, the border problem, now we're in deep trouble. I think the border problem brings everything. Again, as a former firefighter, EMT driving around in an ambulance, pulling people out of ditches that overdosed on fentanyl or slamming drugs in them to try to bring them out of that opiate stupor. And fentanyl kills a lot of people. I'm hearing it's actually in Halloween candy at this point. Katie Hobbs is an absolute disaster. Veritas, this isn't your biggest one that you found, but it's a great one because it shows exactly who Katie Hobbs is trying to represent. It just doesn't make any sense to me how we can get to that point, and we're supposed to understand it and put any type of semblance about who they are, because it's all crap. Carrie Lake's been out there, out front, out all of it, and said, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and I'm going to save Arizona. And by proxy, she's going to be a huge cog in the wheel to save this republic. Arizona, again. Miss Carrie Lake, I love your people. I will come anywhere you need me to come. And I hope you take this video and plaster it everywhere because, ladies and gentlemen, the person in Katie Hobbs, she looks like that nice little sheep, doesn't she? All hair and she talks all sweet and like she's on Legally Blonde. I'm not even going to go at that. I'm going to go at what she's saying and what she does. You're a hypocrite. And you are dangerous to this republic. I'm going to go right into the next one here because we got a short time for my break. But I want to go right into showing how the rest of them seem to be circling the drain as we speak. And one of my favorites, AOC. She's just a mess. And it seems like her base has had enough of her BS. Hunter, cut three.
Congresswoman, none of this matters unless there's a nuclear war, which you voted to send arms and weapons to Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard, she's left the Democratic Party because there are a bunch of war hawks, okay? You originally voted, you ran as an outsider, yet you've been voting to start this war in Ukraine. You're voting to start a thermonuclear war with Russia and China. Why are you playing with the lives of American citizens? You're playing with our lives.
There will be no neighbors if there's a nuclear bomb. You voted to mobilize and send money to Ukrainian Nazis. You're a coward. You're a progressive socialist. Where are you against the war mobilization? He's telling the right truth. You have done nothing. Tulsi Gabbard has shown guts where you've shown cowardice.
There it is, folks. AOC, she's been the youth movement of the Democratic Party and started her, what did they call them, the harem or the crew or whatever those progressive morons all came together and the squad, that's right. This is the head of the squad. This is what they still call the Green New Deal that has put us into an inflation-driven country and has had states that have actually said they're going to ban gas vehicles right now when in California, they're going to ban it in 2030 something. And at the end of the day, a week or 2 days later, they tell everybody to unplug their cars because we are having rolling blackouts. We do not have an infrastructure for it. She knew it, but they just wanted to win so that they could play to the fringe, that being the Greenpeace and all the other tree huggers. It's going to really suck when you're all sitting there on the 405 or the 101 and your car is out of juice and they got to bring a diesel motor to juice your car back up so you can get off the 101. This is what AOC's brought. AOC is a complete abortion of a politician, right up there with Katie Hobbs if she was ever to become governor, God forbid. And this is where the left is going. They are completely unhinged and clueless, and to the point where their own base, the youth of this country, the radical youth that have come out of these universities that has been indoctrinated by a bunch of dirty boomers that have been professors and keep pushing that ideology through our universities, they have done this. And AOC just heard it at her Q&A for her midterm. New York, go up there and spank her. There is no reason for us to be doing this anymore as a country. This little experiment is over, and it's going to get worse before it gets better because you keep poking the bear. This is your own base coming at you. Those were not conservative, radical, white supremacists or anything. Those were your own people that are turning on you, just like the Hispanic community is turning on the Democratic Party and moving to the Republican Party in droves. This is how you keep a sovereign country. You played a dirty game, and we've caught you, and you're going to pay for it. And again, for all the FBI people and all those that like to watch my stuff, I don't mean it in a physical way. I mean it that we're going to take care of you in the ballot. This experiment is over, and when we come back, I'm going to bring a couple more nails to put in that coffin. Make sure you pay attention to our commercials here, support the network, and we'll be right back.
Here we grow again. Brighteon is expanding with our new daily live stream in Espanol. Anchored by hosts like Fior Hernandez, a former Telemundo and Fox reporter, Brighteon TV in Espanol is bringing over a dozen new hosts and shows to the Spanish speakers of the world who are seeking out the truth on everything. To watch, go to Brighteon.com, click on the Espanol live stream, and prepare to hear the truth in a whole new language. Brighteon TV in Espanol.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings from The Right Side with Doug Billings. Don't forget, Brighteon TV, the place to find everything that you want, yes, including these two ladies. Holy moly, look at me. You think that God's not involved in this? You got another thing coming. It's a God thing, ladies and gentlemen. Join us.
We love you guys on Brighteon TV, Resistance Chicks, and Doug Billings.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. And it's hard getting back in the groove here, but it's my fault, not my producer's. So I want to talk about where we've been. So we've had Katie Hobbs, who is a complete destruction in Arizona, and you cannot let her be a governor in any way. Arizona, if I can help in any way, let me know. AOC, she just went out and she's getting beat up by her own base. This is the greatest thing that's happened in a very long time. We're going to call that bringing a big part of this to the drain that we need to go down and be flushed. And then you had Joe Biden, who straight up said, I'm coming for your guns again. That's a line you can't cross. And I don't know why they keep going to it, but you cannot play with the infringement of our weapons. They are circling the drain. And when you poke the bear enough, things start to happen. But the last segment of this show is going to be some tough stuff. And it really puts things into perspective as to what is happening in our world. We talked about the little things here where we have some bad politicians. I want to talk about, and I was telling my producer when we came back from the commercial, I'm going to go to cut 5 instead of 4. I'm going to switch them up real quick. but Sebastian Gorka had John Solomon come on and he dropped a bomb. And I'm not going to go into it because it's pretty new. I'm just going to let you watch the cut and then we'll talk about it on the other side. Cut 500.
So tell us what we learned yesterday in that court in Virginia, in Alexandria, as the trial of the Russian national. It's funny how the mainstream media says America-based researcher. They don't tell you where he's from, but the fact that he's actually a Russian is so telling. So tell us about this truly, truly historic bombshell.
Yeah, and let's keep in mind, he's not only a Russian, he's a Russian that the FBI had a counterintelligence probe open on because they thought he was trying to buy secrets from the Obama administration. So he's a Russian citizen who the FBI had deep suspicions might be tied to Russian intelligence. And despite that, they bring Danchenko onto the payroll after they already had Christopher Steele on their payroll. Two foreigners they're using to build a case against an American president, both of them feeding what turned out to be disinformation to them. So the timetable is so important. It's 1 month before the 2016 election, the end of the 2016 presidential election. Christopher Steele's given the FBI the dossier, according to Brian Otten, the FBI analyst.
Let's just fill in a little bit of color. Christopher Steele, former MI6 intelligence officer, who in a court of law in London under oath admitted to antipathy to President Trump. So this is a Trump hater who is former intelligence and who is involved in this whole smear campaign. Sorry, carry on, John.
And on the payroll of Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
He's being paid by Hillary Clinton's law firm to do this work. Christopher Steele's given the dossier. The FBI spent some time, according to Brian Otten, the chief analyst, and they can't corroborate anything in the Steele dossier. They're about to go to the FISA court and want to use the Steele dossier to support their argument for a search warrant on Carter Page and the Trump campaign. They can't authenticate everything. They go overseas, they visit with Christopher Steele and say, well, even though you're already our confidential human source, we'll give you $1 million if you can show us the proof for this. And he says, no, I'm not gonna do it. They then come back to the United States. They again go to the court, they take the information from Christopher Steele's dossier, they put it in to the FISA, and they argue that it's verified. It's stamped verified on the top of the thing, even though they know it's unverified information. They were so desperate to get Donald Trump, they were willing to dish $1 million out to get Christopher Steele to lure the evidence. He doesn't bite on it. They still go to the court with his stuff and try to tell the judge that it is verified and good intelligence. That's what happened a couple of weeks before the election was going on. The FBI was not only putting its thumb on the scale trying to affect the election, they were trying to deceive a court about something they knew was unverified.
Man, there is a lot to unpack there. And thank you to John Solomon and the Salem News Network or Radio Network and Sebastian Gorka for putting this out. I'm going to come at it from a different angle. Everybody can be mad that they were going after Donald Trump. I agree. To go after a candidate that is running for president, yeah, everybody looks for, I mean, hell, I get my credit report and I've had all kinds of background checks just because they want to shut me up. But here it is, when you're running for president, that's going to happen. But to have our own government, okay, yeah, you got campaigns looking for dirt on everybody. But to have your own government use its top cops, that of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, to go after somebody that is running for office in order to put some put together dirt so that they don't win, that's your money. They offered up $1 million to a foreign intelligence officer to provide information in order to take down Donald J. Trump. I tell my listeners all the time locally and around the states around us, because we're so involved in the corruption and exposing it on the local level, that if you Google me, go Google Chad Caton, and what you're going to find is a bunch of hit pieces by Democrats and mouth-breathing fake media, because they have to destroy us. We are growing a voice and a movement to stop the corruption. That's what they do. They use the media to do it, and they use these fake dossiers and fake intel officers or intel officers, and they try to pay them $1 million to take down a candidate running for president. This can't happen. Now, this is where I'm going to take the turn. Y'all can go on about everything that happened here. I have taken the oath of this country. I have backed public safety. I have stood on that blue line and red line with you and the military green line. I have stood and served this country. That oath is why I'm here today. I can't fight. I'm broken. I missed a show last week because of my back. But I'm doing this because I believe in my country, and I still, that oath has no expiration. And for those of you in the FBI, and I've even got an ex-FBI agent here, I call him Comey, that actually has gone after my wife, has gone after me, because he doesn't like the fact that we need a new Republican Party here, like Carrie Lake said. Because they're all establishment shills that lick the boots of the Lindsey Grahams and the petulant child state chairman, Drew McKissick. It's time for the establishment to go away. But the FBI, you were used as a weapon. You are being used as a weapon right now. You want to talk about pain? You want to talk about sitting there looking at your country and saying, how did we get here? The FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, a storied franchise of law enforcement, is now being used as a weapon. And now I'm going to say this. Every one of you with a badge, every one of you FBI agents that are out there right now and that are being asked to do a political hit job on somebody, you need to turn your badge in and go to the media. We are at a critical failure in our country where this needs to happen. You are not the Stasi. We are not going to one day read in our history books that the FBI was the stormtroopers of whatever administration's in. We're not going to allow that. Again, because you have all the power and the idea that you can bring people up on charges, which I keep waiting for you to kick in my door. But you can't put anything on me because we're not doing anything but saying the truth. Every FBI agent has been involved in any of this. Every FBI agent that was involved in the January 6th lynching and the prisoners that we have in gulags in Washington, D.C. right now, you are a problem. And the rank and file, just like we did in the fire department, I've said it many times, we didn't get to pick who was on our fire teams or at our firehouse, and we had to take them out back and train them. The rank and file FBI agents, you need to start looking at your oath. You need to start doing what is important and what is necessary to keep this republic. You are the storied franchise of law enforcement and the big dogs that everybody looks to with the FBI jackets on. You're becoming a punchline in a joke. Just like the one that was a former FBI agent that thinks he's some kind of guy that's going to take me and my wife out because he's a bootlicker. Isn't that right, Comey? 5 years? You ain't got nothing. They'll get me someday. But if you in the rank and file will do your job and protect your blue line, your FBI, and this country by not doing what they're asking you to do, that goes with you too, ATF, going out and trying to do these straw purchases and banging on people's door and wanting to see their stuff without a warrant, and then threatening them as you walk away because they don't want to, they're standing behind their rights. You all need to go to a FACL class or something and figure this out. I can go on for hours on that particular video, but unfortunately, you know how we do it on this show. It gets progressively worse. So we have to go to the next one. We've stood, and 2 days or 2 weeks after COVID finally broke and put us in our situation, I went out and I said on my radio show, I believe that this is a bioweapon from China, period, end, all stop. And it turned into making one of the worst elections in history. In fraud across this country, people lost their jobs, people lost their houses, their farms, everything. We put this country in such a debt based off of trying to keep the country moving in the right direction that we've put our country 5 years back, and now the economy is collapsing because of it. Cause and effect. We've had families divided. We've had people attack each other in stores because of wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. We've had people attacked because of it. You had a president that was talking about a hurricane that put a bullseye on Florida and South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. Luckily, it missed us enough. said the best way to prepare for a hurricane is to get your booster. You are a tone-deaf idiot. And then this week, Pfizer had to stand before the EU. All you conspiracy theory people out there, I guess you're getting real tired of being right. It pains me to watch our world keep placating and playing to this. This is damning. Hunter, cut four.
You don't get vaccinated just for yourself, but also for others. You do it for all of society. That's what I said. Today, this turned out to be complete nonsense. In a COVID hearing in the European Parliament, one of the Pfizer directors just admitted to me, at the time of introduction, the vaccine had never been tested on stopping the transmission of the virus. This removes the entire legal basis for the COVID passport. The COVID passport that led to massive institutional discrimination as people lost access to essential parts of society. I find this to be shocking, even criminal.
You're damn right it's criminal. I lost, and I usually say, and I've been forgetting lately, but I always say before I do a show that I have the right to remain silent, but I do not have the ability. That came from somebody I called Chaps. He was a commander in the United States Navy, and he was, as a commander in the United States Navy, as a chaplain. He was my moral compass. He was the guy that we did politics together, and he was a beast in it. To this day, he owns the biggest Trump regatta in the United States. We lost him to COVID. We did not lose him to COVID. He was murdered by Remdesivir, to the point where we had attorneys and everything trying to save him. They've turned our police into Stasi. They have turned our medical profession into snake oil salesmen. This is your government. That is a parliamentary a member of parliament of the EU that just sat there in front of Pfizer and said, we didn't test it on anything. We didn't know if it worked or not. We just passed it out and made trillions of dollars and 30 boosters. They tried to play catch up with your bodies. Everything anybody's told you about what you got boosted for, including the owner of this network and Mike Adams, who has been out front, Tracy Beans with Uncover DC, Del Bigtree and Highwire. They have all stood in front of this COVID thing and taken shots. And after this meeting right here, after this meeting and having Pfizer admit that they didn't know what the hell they were doing or what the hell they were really putting in your body, after you had the doctor that invented mRNA travel the country with us at the Reawaken Tour and everywhere else and do these podcasts saying, do not put this in your body. Not a couple weeks ago with a hurricane, you had the president sit there and said the best thing you can do to save yourself from a hurricane is get boosted. And you have the makers of this in Pfizer sit there and say, well, we didn't do anything. I was getting chastised by a guy named Ed Carey, who is a Republican, Lincoln Project guy, that wanted to go out there and berate me and call me a murderer because I don't want to wear a mask, because I worry about myself. Ed Carey, you're a joke. And if you get this, I hope you get to see it. This guy used to be the chairman of the SCGOP, a co-chair, and he was out there pushing everybody and berating people online because they wouldn't wear a mask. I like to spike the football sometime, but when you try to come for people because of an ideology that you don't know jack anything about, today you're the ass. I knew it back then, but now it's proven. And the rest of this country and anybody that's lost their money, and you just had InfoWars, he just got, because of the whole thing with Sandy Hook, I think it was $986 million, almost $1 billion he's now been fined because he said things that weren't true about a shooting. America, the world, what happened at that EU parliament meeting? If COVID has affected you any way, shape, or form, and he says it takes away the whole legal concept of how this is right or wrong because they just admitted that it wasn't, in fact, a real vaccination. There should be lawsuits the world over. We can't be violent. We shouldn't be violent. They say follow the money. They say hurt them in the pocketbook. That's how we win. Take these evidentiary situations and get involved. There should be 10 class actions lawsuits by Friday in the millions of people. Pfizer should be taken dismantled and taken apart immediately, along with Moderna and everything else. All vaccines and boosters should be shut down immediately. Let alone they tried to get vaccines for kids like 3 years old, and we're seeing a 500% increase in 14 to 35 heart conditions and death. This can't happen. This is not the country I fought for, and it's time we take it back. I say it all the time. They try to take our guns. They're trying to take our money. They're trying to fill you with vaccines and mess with the distribution points of your food. What is critical fail? What is that line that's going to get you off the couch to do something? What is going to be that one thing that says maybe my local politics or my state politics are more important than my yoga class? A good way, and I had Matt Couch on my other show last night. He said, you don't have to go out there and be at every protest, but when you see Brighty on TV, anything at this point, because Mike Adams should be having a full-on Super Bowl party for the fight that he has put in front of COVID, and God knows how many him and Tracy Beans and others have kept people from getting the vaccine. I happen to not have the vaccine because of their information. What is the line? Well, how about those that can't protect themselves and going for something so satanic in any way, shape, or form? Our children. I give you Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who's a real piece. I know she has the hammer and sickles tattooed on her body somewhere. This is tough to watch. If there's children in the room, I'm going to ask you to move them out. But Gretchen doesn't want you to. She wants him to watch this. Hunter, play Final Cut.
Warning. The following contains graphic content from a book Gretchen Whitmer has in Michigan public schools.
I can't wait to have your in my mouth. I'm going to give you the job of your life. Then I want you inside me.
You're probably wondering why this is in a commercial. We're wondering why Gretchen Whitmer put it in our public schools.
All right, so just to clear the air here, I have researched this. This is a political ad. Gretchen Whitmer fought with her Board of Education and everything to keep these. She's actually gone out and said, you're going to keep that book in there. This is this. They can't say it's art. They can't say it's anything, okay? But without saying, as I usually do, because I want to catch people up that might be new, this is what I'm fired up about this week. Gretchen Whitmer, you have done and shown the progressive left that you are everything that they want you to be. You have been the light on the hill for us Republicans and for those that can look at morality and say that this is exactly what we don't want. I don't have children, but I have put babies in body bags. I have cut children out of the innocence of our world lies within our children. And in your ideology of whatever twisted crap you guys are putting together over there, you think this is important to talk about the immoral concept of not just the idea of sex as a child, but the idea of same sex. Whatever happened to the kid worrying about baseball? Whatever happened to the kid worrying about whether or not he was going to get that new truck? We have to protect those that can't protect themselves. Our children are our future. And you are writing the script for our future to be one of immoral, ugly, and possibly very financially in any other way, depressive. That's not apple pie. That's not 4th of July. And I fought for this country to do that. And I will continue to stand up for every person out there that can't stand up for themselves and others. And I ask you to do the same. Ladies and gentlemen, show up. Stand up. Speak up. It is your republic. Fight for it.